The Rite and Hymns of the Kiak Midnight Praise. The Coptic Orthodox Church pays special attention to the service of the Midnight Praise, more noticeably during the month of Kiak. This is evident in the multitude of hymns the Church has put in place, allowing the congregation to meditate on deep spiritual matters as they spend the night in prayer and praise. The Kiak Midnight Praise is similar to that of the annual praise, with the exception of additional sallies and expositions attributable to the hosts, the commemoration of the saints, and the theotokeias. Several Arabic theotokeias and praises were gradually incorporated into the Kiak Midnight Praise between the 17th and 19th centuries. The first printed edition of the Kiak Midnight Praise was compiled by Rafael el-Tuhi in 1764 in a book titled The Theotokeias in Accordance with the Month of Kiak. In Egypt, the first edition of the Kiak Psalmody was compiled by Ecledius Labib and was printed in Cairo in 1911. In the old days, the Kiak Midnight Praise was prayed every day of the week. However, due to the fact that many were unable to spend the night in churches due to their work schedules early the next morning, the Church combined the seven praises of each day of the week with the Sunday Midnight Praise, thereby eliminating Kiak praises during the weekdays. For this reason, the seven Theotokeias of the weekdays are chanted in the Sunday Midnight Praise. Combined with the four hosts, which are typically chanted in the Midnight Praise, the Kiak Sunday Midnight Praise came known as 7 and 4. This rite begins with the introduction, followed by the first host and its specific sallies, praises, lobshas, and expositions. The Monday Theotokeia is then chanted with its associated hymns, followed by the Tuesday Theotokeia in the same manner. After this, the second host, its sallies, praises, lobshas, and expositions are chanted. In a similar manner to the previous Theotokeias, the Wednesday and Thursday Theotokeias are chanted. The third host is then chanted, followed by its specific sallies, praises, lobshas, and expositions, and then the commemoration of the saints. The Friday and Saturday Theotokeias, along with their associated hymns, are then chanted. After this, the fourth host is chanted, along with its specific sallies, praises, lobshas, and expositions. Following this, the hymns of the Sunday Theotokeias are chanted, along with the explanations and what follows. The service then concludes with the exposition of the workers, the conclusion of the Adam Theotokeia, and the conclusion of the Midnight Praise as in the annual rite. Nowadays, the Church has started to encourage the prayer of the Kiak Midnight Praise during the weekdays, as opposed to limiting it to Sundays only. During the weekdays, only the Theotokeia of that specific day is chanted, which is how the old rite was practiced. The rite of the Sunday Kiak Midnight Praise begins with the introduction of the praise, which is comprised of the hymns Tentheno, followed by the Midnight Alleluia, also known as the Major Alleluia, then the Major Kiak Host, and finally the praise of Agios O Theos. After this, the first and second hosts are chanted, along with their specific sallies, praises, lobshas, and expositions. After this, the first and second hosts are chanted, along with their specific sallies, praises, lobshas, and expositions. This is followed by the chanting of the third host sali, the third host, the sali Arif Salim, and the praises attributable to the sali. After this, the hymn Tinain is chanted, followed by the hymn Tinowe in Sok in the Kiak tune. This is concluded by the chanting of the exposition of the third host. The commemoration of the saints, along with its specific sallies and praises, are then chanted, followed by the doxologies of the month of Kiak in the Kiak tune, then the exposition. After this, the fourth host is chanted, along with the Coptic and Arabic sallies specific to the host, as well as the exposition. The sallies and praises for the Sunday Theotokeia are then chanted, followed by the Adam introduction of the Theotokeia Lipon. This is followed by other sallies attributable to the Theotokeia, and then the Sunday Theotokeia itself with all its hymns. Throughout the Theotokeia, a number of Coptic and Arabic explanations, gospel readings, praises, salis, and expositions are chanted, followed by the exposition of the saintly workers. The conclusion of the Theotokeia is then chanted, which consists of salis and praises specific to the conclusion of the Adam Theotokeias, Niknai Opanoti, the conclusion itself, and two expositions. The litany, O who was begotten of the Father before all ages, is then prayed, followed by, We exalt you, O Mother of the True Light, the creed, and the litany of Ifnoti Nainan. The praises are then concluded in the same manner as the annual rite. The rite of the Kiak Midnight Praise from Monday to Saturday starts with the introduction of the praise in the same manner stated earlier. This is followed by the chanting of the first host, along with its specific salis, lopshes, and expositions. After this, the gospel reading, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, is read, followed by the chanting of the hymns of the 7th, 8th, and 9th parts of the Sunday Theotokeia. The 2nd and 3rd hosts are then chanted, followed by the commemoration of the saints and the 4th host. The salis, lopshes, praises, and expositions specific to these hymns are chanted as well. After this, the Theotokeia for the specific weekday is chanted, along with its applicable salis, lopshes, and expositions. The Adam or Watos conclusion of the Theotokeia is then chanted depending on the weekday, followed by the conclusion of the praise in the same manner as the annual rite. May the Lord bless this work, making it a source of blessings for many, and a means of spreading the rites and hymns of the Church of the Kiak Midnight Praise. To Him be glory forever. Amen.